When I knock on your door, I smile, because I know I'm going to find you on the other side, with a shy, nervous smile on your lips. You offer to help me bring my bags in, eager to be helpful. You start to move toward the bag I have slung over my shoulder, and I put my hand flat on your chest and slide it upwards to cup your face, centering your attention on me and locking eyes with you. I toss the bag to the floor, where it hits with a heavy thud. You seem like you're about to say something, to offer me something else, or to try to help. But I kiss you instead, softly. Your lips tremble under mine, and I smile against your mouth. Hello, pet. It's good to see you. My mouth is close to your ear. I pull back and look into your eyes again. Where's your collar? I know it won't be far. You turn slightly and pick up the collar. You hand it to me, your eyes shining. I move behind you, putting the collar around your neck and buckling it closed, letting you feel the full weight of the leather against your neck. My fingertips trace along the back of the collar for just a moment. We both love this thing, this moment where I put my collar back where it belongs, around your neck. I can feel your breathing changing as I stand behind you, close, but not quite touching. Then I give you a smile and I let you fuss over me, as you are so eager to do. You ask what I'd like to drink, and I say, just water, reminding you to get one for yourself. We chat for a while as I begin to unpack my bag. I can tell you're nervous. And to tell you the truth, I'm so excited my palms are sweating. This has been a long time coming, pet. You come close and hover, asking if there's anything you can do for me. I say no, and I tell you to sit quietly nearby. You watch me eagerly as I unpack my bag, and I subtly watch your reaction as I do. Cuffs, floggers, rope, scissors, Hitachi, lube, insertables, blindfold, gag. I pick up the gag, look at it, and put it back into the bag. I won't be needing that tonight. I want to hear every sound you make. After I finish unpacking, I sit back and wiggle my toes at you. You know your cue. And without having me say the words, you move close and begin to rub my feet firmly, pressing your thumbs into my arches. Ah, yes. I love having my feet rubbed. And you do such a good job. I can feel all the tension in my body start to melt away, and I begin to fully relax. And while you rub my feet, I tell you about the drive to see you, my words punctuated by lots of happy sighs and moans. Pet, I've missed playing with you. Are you ready to play? My fingers are itching to touch you. I motion for you to move to the bed. Strip. I want you wearing only your collar. You happily comply, and quickly, waiting next to the bed, facing me. I feel your eyes on me as I pull back my hair and put it up. I undo my jeans and slide them off, placing them on a nearby chair. I began to unbutton my cardigan, revealing a tight black tank top underneath, no bra. I shrug off the sweater, standing now in just black panties and the tank top, hair pulled back, my preferred comfort wear for working you over. I motion for you to settle on the bed, sitting with your back against the headboard. I climb onto the bottom of the bed, noting that your eyes are still on mine. I pick up the leather cuffs and crawl up the bed on all fours. I straddle one of your thighs, knowing you can feel the heat of my core against your leg. Hands! You offer me your wrists immediately, and I smile at you. You're always so eager, pet. I kiss the inside of your wrist lightly, then let my tongue snake over the spot I kissed before buckling the first cuff, which has a short leather strap on it with links. I repeat the same on your other wrist, watching your face as I kiss, then lightly lick the inside of your wrist. Hands behind your back, pet. You lean forward, and I press myself against you, reaching behind you to attach the other cuff to the leather link. I check to make sure there's enough space for your shoulders to hang naturally and comfortably, yet fully restrained, as you stare longingly at the sight of my breasts in your face. I know you like to lean forward and lick and nuzzle, bury yourself in my cleavage. But I haven't given you permission to touch you. Touch me, have I? I let my fingers linger and trail up your arms, watching your face. My mouth is only inches from yours. After your hands are cuffed, I draw back and put a finger under your chin, lifting your face and your eyes to mine. Just a reminder, pet, you can say no or stop at any time, and I'll pause what I'm doing, and I'll check in with you. And if you say the word red, scene is over, and I'll release you immediately. No questions asked, and I promise not to be mad. Understand? I wait for your nod. You've heard this from me before. It's nothing new. I grab a pillow and put it behind your back, pressing against your chest so your back is against the headboard. Now, I haven't had the chance to touch you in so long. So, pet, let's start here. I put my right hand gently to your neck, curved around the side where I can feel your pulse under my fingertips. I'm still straddling your right thigh, my right knee between your legs. I can feel every tremor of your body. I let the fingertips of my left hand travel from your right collarbone, along the top of your shoulder and down the length of your arm I can easily reach. I start from your collarbone again, this time my fingers moving down your chest, lightly over your nipple, and down over your stomach, and then even further down over your hip. I let the same fingertips travel over my thigh, over my tank top, along my cleavage and up my own neck. We both feel so good. My other hand grips firmly enough around your neck, over your collar, to remind you who is in charge. Firm enough to feel the quickening pulse, but not to constrict your breathing. Do you like being touched, pet? I use my left hand to continue the slow strokes over your skin, occasionally using my fingernails to scratch lightly. Tell me how it makes you feel. I rub my knuckles and then my fingertips over your nipple, watching your reaction. You're starting to breathe harder now, and I can see that your cock is hardening. We have such a long way to go yet, pet. I tug gently on your nipple with my finger. You feel so good. I squeeze your thighs slightly between my own. I lean in, touching your bottom lip first with my fingers, and then my tongue. Open up, pet. I slide my tongue inside your mouth. Now both of my hands are on my own body, toying with my nipples through my tank top. I can feel you leaning in, trying to deepen the kiss and the contact between our bodies. But that's a no-no. I break off the kiss and put my hand in the middle of your chest, pushing you back onto the pillow against the headboard. No, pet. You get what I want you to have, and nothing more. I hold your eyes until you nod. I move my hands up my body again, watching your eyes on me as I tease my cleavage and tug at my own nipples. Do you want my mouth again? I want to hear you ask for it. Good bit. I lean back in, my lips teasing yours, my tongue sliding into your mouth and toying with yours. Both my hands are on your shoulders, then stroking across your chest, one hand dipping lower down your stomach. My fingertips brushing against your curly hair, lightly, almost accidentally, brushing against your cock. I feel you jump at my touch, and I deepen the kiss, letting the fingernails of my other hand dig at you slightly. Your body feels so good under mine, Pet. Having you at my mercy brings me so much pleasure. I squeeze my thighs again around yours, rocking my core against your upper thigh. Surely you can feel how hot I am there. I lean in and put my mouth to your nipple, kissing, then sliding my tongue. I let my teeth drag lightly across it. One of my hands is back to teasing my nipples through my tank top. And I can see you watching my hands as I lean back upright, grinding myself against your thigh as I do so. I'm getting so worked up. I'm wet, and there's nothing that turns me on like touching you. I'm starting to soak through my panties, and I know you can feel how wet I am. I pull down my tank top, letting my breasts spill out. I cup them with my hands inches from your face as I rock against your thigh. I tug and twist on my nipples. Oh, yeah. I press a bit closer to you. Taste them. You don't need to be asked twice. Your lips quickly closing around a nipple. Use your teeth. I urge you. Bite them, tug them, suck on my nipples. My hand holds the back of your head close. Wanting you to get even closer. You suck at my nipples, and then you use your teeth to nibble at them. First gently, and then harder. Yes, Ben. Just like that. Stop. I look at you, and I can see that your eyes are dark, shining. Your cock is hard and throbbing. It looks so good. I slide off your thigh, on my knees between your knees. I lean down and lick the hot, damp spot where I had ground myself against your thigh. You make the best toy, Pet. I stroke both of your thighs with my palms. Your thighs feel so good under my hands. Your cock looks good, too. I wonder how it would feel. Would you like to know how your cock would feel in my hands? Me too. I reach for your cock, wrapping my hand around the base, giving a light squeeze, watching your reaction. I stroke you once, then again. I run my thumb along the underside, pressing against your frenulum as I watch your face. I slowly rub there. I think I'm going to let your hands free pet so that you can stroke yourself. That's right. I'm very wet and I'm going to touch myself and I want you to watch. But you have to follow my directions very carefully or I'll lock your hands away again, okay? Tell me you understand. Good pet. I slide off the bed and come up to you, stroking down your back with my right hand, then releasing the strap that connects your cuffs. Get up, pet. Get on your knees on the floor. Yes, that's a good bed. I move to the side of the bed and stand in front of you. I slide my underwear down. You're on your knees, your face only inches from my pussy. I sit back on the bed. Spread my legs wide. I start stroking from my knees. Down my thighs. Look, pet. I'm going to touch myself and I want you to watch. I want you to stroke your cock while you watch me. And I want to watch your cock in your hand. Use your left hand, pet. Slowly. Stroke yourself just enough to keep yourself hard, but don't get close. I've got plans for you and your cock yet, pet. I watch you stroking yourself. My eyes are on your hand and your rapt expression. As I begin to rub my pussy lips, my fingers teasing myself. I pause and draw my wet fingers out of my pussy, and I look in your eyes. Do you want a taste, pet? I hold my fingers out to your lips. Go ahead. Suck on my fingers like you'd like to suck on my pussy. Oh, that does feel good. Is that pre-cum oozing from your hard cock, pet? You're as worked up as I am, aren't you? Your tongue feels so good on my fingers, pet. I think maybe I need to feel that tongue of yours. On my pussy. Not so fast. I think we better put those hands back behind your back. I think you've had enough fun touching yourself for now. I slide off the bed and walk behind you, standing over your left shoulder, leaning down and whispering in your ear. Put your hands behind your back, pet. Yes, just like that. I'm scarcely touching you, but my lips are nearly pressed against your ear as I clip your cuffs together. I give your ear just a small lick. You love being on your knees for me, don't you, pet? I can feel how happy you are in this moment, on your knees, restrained, about to taste your miz. Sit back on the bed and I spread my legs again. This time I lean back and relax. Taste me, pet. Yeah, just like that. Oh, God. Look at my clit. Suck on it, baby. Pet. Don't stop, keep going. I want more. Look at that gum from my pussy. Yes, Ben. Oh, God, Ben. Stop. Sorry, Pet, you're gonna have to give me just a minute. I sit up again, trying to find my thoughts. And I look down at you. Your face is sloppy wet. And you look so pleased with yourself. And you definitely should. You did such a good job. But I lean in and give you a big kiss. I taste so good in your mouth. Now, what are we gonna do about that cock of yours? Yes, I can see that you are very, very hard right now. And I think that it might be a good time to tease you a little. Just a little bit. Don't be scared. Stand up. Now I want you to sit on the bed. And actually, I want you to lay. With your hands behind your back. Now I want you to draw your legs up. And then let them kind of fall open. So that your knees are bent and your legs are pulled up towards yourself. You see this nice little area right here? That's where I'm going to just settle myself right here so that that cog of yours is right in front of me. I lean in. And I give one long lick from the base along the bottom of the shaft all the way to your head. You taste good. That pre-cum tastes good. I like the way it tastes in my mouth. With my own cum juices in there. So good. Would you like my mouth on your cock again? I think you should ask me for it. I do like hearing you ask for it, Beth. I run my tongue. Your head. Not touching you with my fingers, just the light pressure of my tongue. And I take your head in my mouth and I roll my tongue over it again. You make such nice sounds when I do that. And I do it again and then again. And then I press my tongue. I press my tongue against your frenulum. That favorite little spot. All those nerve endings are. Just a few little licks. bet you're shaking. Oh, you want to come so bad, don't you? Tell me how much you want to come. I lean down and I lick. And nuzzle. And keep licking. Exploring all around the base of your cock. Licking your balls. And then again. From the base all the way to the head. Just the top. Do you want me to take you in my mouth? I bet you do, don't you? You want to fill my mouth with your cock? I want them to. I want to feel your pulse through your cock against my tongue. I want to feel it twitch in my mouth. Excited. I take you in my mouth, pressing down as far as I can go, and taking as much as I can take into my mouth. And then with my tongue, I lick along the underside as I start to move slowly, moving your cock in and out of my mouth. My mouth is so wet, and there's drool. And I can tell you're trying to keep your hips from bucking against my mouth. That's right, because I'm the one who decides how much of your cock is in my mouth. Suck gently on you. And then I take my right hand and I wrap my thumb and my forefinger around the base of your cock. And I squeeze. And as I lick all the way up the underside of your shaft, and then take your head back in my mouth. And start looking your cock with my mouth. I'm excited for you to come. I want you to come in my mouth. I want to taste you. That's right, pet. Every little bit of you is mine. Every last drop of your cum belongs to me. You're getting close. You should get close because I want you to come soon. Shoot all that hot cum. my mouth against the back of my throat. And I want to lick every last drop and drink it down. Because it's mine, but it belongs to me. Come in my mouth. God, you taste good. So good. I swallow down every last drop of your cup because it is mine.